Amen. Father, we thank you for those words. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Tonight we're going to be doing a lesson from on Abram and Lot. And Lot is the correct pronunciation of Lot is Lot. It's like note, N-O-T-E, but L-O-T-E. So we say note is Lot. And it's not Abraham, it's Ab. Ab means father. And so Abraham is, let me see here, Ab is father, and Abram is high. Ram is high. So high father is what Abram means. And we know Abraham means father of a multitude. Now, this teaching, this sharing is going to be about who do you identify with more, with Abraham or Lot? I'll keep saying Lot, but it's Lot. And that's why we have lessons. That's why Yahweh reveals all this information about their lives in detail, is that we can emulate them. Yeah, and Lot, that number is 3876, and his name means covering. So When I say Abram, that includes Sarai. And so they're a team. They're one body. So I'm not going to say Abram and Sarah, Abram and Sarah, Abraham and Sarah. I'm just going to say Abram, which represents both of them, because one is, it needs the other. So it goes hand in hand. Abram and Abraham was used 310 times in the Word of Yahweh. That's quite a compliment. And just to think of Abraham is where it states that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God was, oh, it was used 16 times, the God of Abraham.
And so, you mean Father says that?
Yeah, Father says that. And people, he would say, I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Abraham. So anybody before him, it's not the I am the God of Noah. It's I am the God of Abraham. And so we have to understand, think about, what giant did Abraham slay? Well, he didn't. He didn't slay a giant.
Huh.
What enemy did he defeat? He didn't defeat any enemy. So, you know, what miracle, what child did he raise from the dead? He didn't raise a child from the dead. It looked like just an ordinary person, which we're going to see, is just a person who is walking.
Obedient.
Yeah, and nothing super, I mean, it appears nothing supernatural. And you have to say, can I be like him? Yes, all of us can. Let's see here, we got that. So we're going to begin with Genesis 26, 1 through 5. And would you pick out Abraham and or Abram in a crowd? Probably not. Fit right in.
Yeah.
Is he going to be like King Saul? Probably not. You know, he was shoulders above everybody else, head above everybody else, big, mighty person. He looked like David. David was a very good-looking person. Probably not. Probably like Yahushua. Yahushua says in Isaiah 52 that there's nothing to note about his appearance. His appearance was nothing special. You'd never recognize him out of the crowd. The picture we have, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's not with him. It would be old. Regular old Joe Blow, you wouldn't notice him in the crowd.
Right past him.
26, 1 through 5. And there came in, and this is Isaac, and there came in to be a famine in the land, besides the first famine, which happened in the days of Abraham. So Isaac, and what does Isaac mean, Melania? This is a simple one. When they say they're going to have a baby, what do they say?
Laughter.
Laughter.
Good job.
Laughter. Laughter. So that's just the thing. They laughed. That's what it means, laughter. That would be a cool name. That's Isaac. Went his way unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, towards Gerar. And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, do not go down towards Egypt. Make thy habitation in the land which I may name unto thee. Sojourn in the land that I may be with thee and bless thee. For to thee and to thy seed will I give all these lands. And so will I establish the oath which I swear unto who?
Abraham.
So you're like, okay. How Yahweh is looking at Isaac as how he saw Abraham. thy father, and will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and will give to thy seed all these lands. How many seeds did Isaac have?
Two.
Twins. Wow, like the stars of the heaven. How many seed did he give to Abram and Sarai?
Two.
One
Sarah.
You're like, start with this. This is a really slow start. and that is something by faith, because we're going to look at Abraham believing Yahweh. Sarah never saw Esau and Jacob. She died before Esau and Jacob were born. So when Abraham died, there's just three. There's Isaac and then Jacob and Esau. And multitude of heavens. For and will multiply thy seed and the stars of the heavens, and will give to thy seed all these lands, and all the nations of the earth shall bless themselves in thy seed. Why are you doing this to Isaac? Because
of the promise to Abraham.
Because that Abraham hearkened unto my voice. Think of that. That's all you got to do. And so, by hearkening, he kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So, what was the success of Abraham? He hearkened to the voice of Yahweh and obeyed his commandments, statutes, and laws. And by doing so, this blessedness is being displayed through his family. This is sad. It's being poured out on generation upon generation, which we're going to see. Now we go to Genesis 18, verse 17. Another great thing. 18, verse 17-19. Now Yahweh has said, am I going to hide from Ob? And this is when they're about ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah and all the circuit cities. So there's more than just Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the circuit cities also. Now, Yahweh has said, am I going to hide from Abraham what I do when Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation? And this is Yahweh talking to Abraham. And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Golly. Why are they going to be blessed in him? Because he hearkened to the voice of Yahweh.
And hearken's an interesting
word. Yeah, well, just listen to it and do what he's asking you to do. How hard is that? And for I become his what?
Intimate friend.
God. To the end that he may command his sons and his house after me, so shall they keep the way of Yahweh by doing righteousness and justice. To the end that Yahweh may bring in for Abraham what he has spoken concerning him. Righteousness and justice. That's what we're up to do. Now we go to, here's a little side note. You know, we got Romans 4, which we're going to go into. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. But let's just look at it. Abraham is used as an example. But we're going to see what we just saw in 26. Yahweh blessed him because of reasons he hearkened to his voice and did his commandments, his regulation. That's why he blessed him. Okay? Those are works. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Now we go to James. We're going a little side note. James 2. So when people start talking about works don't matter, which is just insane. Satan would love to have that.
Absolutely. So do people that don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to bless you because of Abraham, and you can go out and murder somebody. It really doesn't matter. 2:21, and this is James. And so when we're going to see Romans 4 about works of faith, this all has to be taken together. The life that Abraham actually lived, what James is actually saying about works and faith. Abraham, our father, was it not by works he was declared righteous? Well, that is Genesis 26:5, we just read. When he offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar, we know, well, that was, he was, Yahweh asked him to do it, so he hearkened to the voice. Would he have done it? Yes, he would have done it. And that was a work. You know, he can't sit there and Isaac's on the altar and, okay, Yahweh, I'm going to sacrifice his son.
You can stop anytime me any moment.
You can
stop me at any moment.
Okay, I'm ready. We can come back tomorrow if you want to. And that's not faith. He had to be going like this. And stop. That works. That is actually a work combined with faith. Means you actually believed what Yahweh told you to do. 22. Thou seest that his faith had been working together with his works. And by his works did his faith become full grown. And the scriptures was fulfilled which saith, and Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And Yahweh's friend was he called. Isn't that a great deal? I'd love to be called Yahweh's friend. You know, I could be the brother of Yahushua and Yahweh's friend. Now we go to Romans 4. And that's when we've got to reconcile with these other verses. When people go crazy on this other thing about no works. Romans 4, 1 through 5. Amen. And Aaron, you want to read 1 through 5?
Okay. What then shall we say as touching Abraham our father? For if Abraham by works was declared righteous, he hath wherefore to boast. Nevertheless, not towards Elohim or Yahweh. For what doth the scripture say? And Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was reckoned unto him as righteousness. Now unto him that worketh, the reward is not reckoned by way of favor, but by way of obligation. Whereas unto him that worketh not, by believeth on him that declareth righteousness, the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness.
Okay, so we know when Abraham said, or when Yahweh said, okay, you're going to leave the city, Abraham. Yes, sir, I'm going to leave the city. And he just stays there and stays there and stays there and stays there. The only reason you have faith is because you actually left the city. You know, you can't have faith without works.
It's like in the prophecy, moving.
Yeah, you got to be moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so what people have done today, many times in the new Christian age, you know, so-called pseudo-Christian, is that works just aren't important. We're all getting to heaven. Christ paid it all. And that's all you're going to say about it. And, you know, that's just ridiculous because we know 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all become, let me see, 2 Corinthians 5:10.
For the love of the Christ.
No, that's, all be made manifest under the judgment seat of Christ, so we may get back to things done in the body, whether good or corrupt. So we're going to be judged, and that's in this 2 Corinthians.
Oh.
And now we're getting back to Abraham. And being called out, let's go to Acts chapter 2, or chapter 7. This is information which is interesting with Stephen that's not written in the Old Covenant that he's going to mention. It's only written here, 7 verse 2 and 5, 2 through 5. And Milan, you want to read 2 through 5?
Yeah. Acts chapter 7, right?
Yes.
And he said, Brethren and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham while he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, Get thee forth out of thy land and from among thy kindred, and come unto the land which unto thee I will point out. Then coming forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, he dwelt in Haran, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land in which ye now dwell, and gave him no inheritance therein, not even a place to set his foot on, and yet promised to give it unto him in possession and unto his seed after him.
Whereas yet he had not a child. Well, that's kind of a bad deal. He promised me to give me this land, I never got it. And you're going to get it. He's going to get it. Hebrews 11. Mm-hmm. Something like that one movie. God says in the Bible somewhere, you're going to get that money. I'm going to get that money somewhere in the Bible. I know it's written.
Oh, Brother Ruth,
no, it was somebody else. It was really funny. 11:8-10. By faith being called, Abraham obeyed to come forth. That's really simple. By faith being called, Abraham obeyed to come forth into a place he was destined to receive for an inheritance. And he came forth not well knowing whither he was coming. You want it? A faith walk is Yahweh saying, okay, go to point B over there. And then, wait till you get to point B. Okay, I would like to have a little, maybe an itinerary of how this is going to work. No, just go to point B.
I'd like to check my GPS.
Yeah, that's how it is. Nine, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as a foreign land in tents dwelling, along with Isaac and Jacob, the joint heirs of the same promise. For he was awaiting, this is it, for he was awaiting the city having foundations, whose architect and builder is Yahweh. That is it. And so, if we got our focus on material wealth here, material, you know, the coveting of the eyes, the coveting of the flesh, the vain grandeur of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. So we got to be very careful. Things are very nice, but I live to please Yahweh. And he will bless me with things. But once I start pursuing things more than Yahweh, then I'm going to have a real problem. Because I've got to realize this is never going to be the new earth. It can't be.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to realize that Abraham knew that, and so what they ended up doing is isolating themselves from the corruption that was surrounding them, which we will see. So now we go to Genesis 12, verse 1, because he's leaving the city and his family, which is very frightening. Because you're very vulnerable out on the prairie in tents with marauders and anybody else who can come and just seize everything that you have.
Yeah, slit your throats.
The city's a lot easier to be protected by. And family members, you have clans are going to protect you also. So I'm talking, I'm going to be your protection. Go out there and I will protect you. And he does. So Abraham lives to be 175. Nobody killed him. Or Sarah. 12 verse 1, and Yahweh said unto Abram, one other thing, the chapter above, in 11, it talks about them leaving from Haran, but it never talks about them leaving from
Mesopotamia
to Haran. And that's only where Stephen says it in Acts. So they're in Haran, and so that's interesting that Stephen has this, Yahweh's giving him the information about Abraham's journey to go from Mesopotamia, which is Ur, to Haran. His father dies, and then he comes out. Huh. Little fact. Come out, come thou on thy way, out of the land and out of the place of thy birth, and out of the house of thy father. This is all of our calling.
Amen.
Now, who are my brothers and fathers and mother? Yahushua said, who are my brothers and my fathers and my sister? Who are they?
Those who do the will.
Those who hear the word. And do it. If your family members are not doing the word, then you come out. Because they're not your family members. You come out. And then we become the brothers and sisters and mothers of Christ. Those are my mothers and my brothers and my sisters. Those who hear the word and do it. So he came out unto the land which I will show thee, that I may make thee into a great nation, and bless thee, and make great thy name, and become thou a blessing, that I may bless them who bless thee, but him who maketh light of thee will I curse. Mm-hmm. So shall be blessed in thee all the families of the ground. And Abram came on his way according to that which Yahweh has spoken unto him, and Lot came with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he came forth out of Haran. That is begins a journey. Now we go to 25 of Genesis. And we're going to see the end of his life. And we'll get into Lot. 25, verse 7 and 8. Now these are the days of the years of life of Abraham, which he lived 175 years. So Abraham breathed his last and died in a fine old age, old and satisfied, and was gathered unto his people. So that's the story of Abraham. Now we're going to say Lot. Lot was, who was, how was Lot was related?
Nephew.
He was the nephew. He was the son of Abraham's brother. And so Lot obviously saw what was happening with Abraham. He decided to leave the city also and leave his family and to come with Lot. I mean, come with Abram and Sarai, which is very righteous. And we're going to see about just Lot. Second Peter, go to Second Peter 2.
Bless you.
2 Peter 2, 6 through 9.
Sorry, what chapter and verse?
2 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 through 9.
Right.
And the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, reduced to ashes, he condemned. An example as such should be ungodly, having set forth. This is great, because that is an example. That is the second death. They're going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Not into hell, but into the lake of fire. The word hell, everybody translates, not related, is the word Gehenna, which is the Valley of Hinnom. The Valley of Hinnom was southwest of Jerusalem. It's an actual valley. So when Yahushua was talking about hell, it wasn't hell, he was talking about the Valley of Hinnom, representing the lake of fire.
Because it was on fire.
Yeah, because it was on fire, yeah. It was a dump. It was an unholy place.
That's where prisoners went.
And seven. And righteous Lot, when getting worn out by the behavior of them who were impious and wantonness, he rescued. For in seeing and hearing, since he dwelt right among them as a righteous man, he used to torment his soul day by day with their lawless deeds. So we're going to say, the whole story of Lot is, why did he go there? So we have to look at, why did he go there? Why is he dwelling in a place that's so wicked? But we know he's righteous. And we don't want to make the same. So our lesson is, we want to emulate Abram and Sarai, and we don't want to emulate Lot. So let's learn from the failures of Lot. Let's see here. Now we go to Genesis 13, 10. Where did he go wrong? You know, righteous individuals. We all know people in our lives. We might be one of those persons where we've been deceived like Lot was deceived. And if you're not careful, we're going to see Lot loses everything by his decision that he made.
Wow.
Abraham didn't lose anything. Lot lost everything. I don't want to be a Lot. I want to be Abraham. So Genesis 13, verse 10.
Wow.
So they're too full. You know, there's too much of us. Abraham says, we can't abide together. You go left, I'll go right. You go right, I'll go left. So he gave Lot, you know, his nephew, the choice. And here's where the context is. So Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the circuit of the Jordan, that the whole of it was well watered before Yahweh destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of Yahweh, like the land of Egypt, as thou entered into Zorah. And Lot chose for himself all the circuit of the Jordan. So Lot break up eastwards. And this could be many times taking a job. And the job, it's going to pay me $200,000 a year. Wow. And I got a great house. The house comes free.
Beautiful wife.
But my company is a pornography company. Or my company is run by the Democrat Party.
Right.
Or my company is...
Disney.
Yeah, Disney.
And Disney.
That's the allurement. And we're going to see that. And verse 11, Lot chose for himself all the circuit of the Jordan, So Lot break up eastwards, and they separate themselves, each man from his brother. Abram fixed his dwelling in the land of Canaan, but Lot fixed his dwelling among the cities of the circuit, and moved his tent as far as Sodom. And that you weren't in Sodom, but we're going to find at the end, where does he live? In Sodom. So his tent is close to Sodom, and that is the maneuvering.
Slow cooking.
Yeah.
Slow fade.
Now watch, we're going to get a revelation about Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were base and sinful against Yahweh. What's the adjective? Exceedingly sinful and base. Man, you're going into some bad, bad company. And you will become the company you keep.
Think you'll have a dog, not your fleas?
Yeah, yeah. Now we go to 14. Genesis 14. And we know the story where the kings came against the circuit cities and took Lot and his family away. Let's see here. So I'm in oh yeah, 14, 11 through 12.
Well, they were fighting and they took, on my
and they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, all their food, and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, with his goods, and went their way, he being a dweller in Sodom. Now he's dwelling in Sodom. So now he's taken captive. So Sodom's a bad place. And now Yahweh doesn't please him. And Yahweh's not going to protect Sodom. Is he?
No.
So yeah, you're living in a place that Yahweh's not going to protect. So you go into a business or into a marriage relationship or a family that is exceedingly sinful against Yahweh, and guess what? You don't have protection. Now we go to verse 16, 23. Abraham rescues him. And so he brought back all the goods, yea, Lot also his brother with his goods did he bring back, and the woman also, and the people. Then came forth the king of Sodom to meet him after his return from the smiting of Sodor Laomer, and the kings were with him into the vale of Shaveh. The same was the vale of the king. Now, we'll stop there. We go to Nebuchadnezzar. So he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of El Shaddai, possessor of the heavens and earth, and blessed be El Shaddai, who hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. So he gave unto him a tenth of all, said the king of Sodom unto Abram, give unto me the persons, but the goods take thou for thyself. And Abram said unto the king of Sodom, I got it. No. I have lifted up my hand unto Yahweh, El Shaddai, possessor of the heavens and the earth, that not from a thread even unto a sandal thong will I take anything that is thine. Why? Lest I should say, I enrich Abram. Mm-hmm. So he knew what he's dealing with. Now the question is, wow, this is like a second life for his Lot and his family. What? Don't go back to Sodom. Don't go back to Sodom. You go with Abraham. See what his counsel is. You think Abram is saying, you don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. It's exceedingly sinful. And guess what? Lot goes back to Sodom. Ah. Mm. And you're going to reap the percussion. Let's go to 18, verse 16. Well, we already kind of read that. We know Yahweh is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 32.
I thought
you said 18. Yeah, chapter 18. Oh, wait a minute here. No. Yeah, 18. Now we're going to go to 32. And he said, let I pray thee, be vexing to my Lord, but let me speak only this once. Preventure there be found there 10. And he said, I will not destroy for the sake of 10. Now, the whole checking down. Now, remember, this is Sodom, Gomorrah, and the circuit cities. Were there 10 righteous people? No. No. Even Lot's wife wasn't righteous. There's three. Only three came out of Sodom and Gomorrah, out of all that filth that you're living. And only three righteous people are there. or the angels could have delivered these other people. Why is Yahweh going to all this work? Because of Abram. Mm-hmm. I'm saving your dumbass nephew. But your dumbass nephew, and going to all this work. There's only three down there. All the, you might have 200,000 or 300,000 who despise me, who are exceedingly wicked, and I'm doing all this because of Abraham, and that's his said.
Amen.
Let's go here. Now we go to 19, verse 4. There yet they laid down the men of the city. Oh yeah, remember the messengers went in there, mm-hmm. and the messengers laid down. The men of the city, the men of Sodom, had come around the house from youth even unto the age, all the people from every quarter, and they called unto Lot, said unto him, where are the men who came in, have come in unto thee tonight? Bring them forth unto us, and let us know them. Let's sodomize them. So that's where we get the word sodomy.
Yeah.
This is the United States. This is the Democrat Party today.
Mm-hmm.
This is Canada. This is Europe. The British Empire, sodomy is legal. Sodomy is not by the people, but by the courts have done this. The people in the Kansas, sodomy was against the law. And now the courts overruled our law. So we're living amongst the sodomites. And the Democrat Party is a party of sodomites. So you better stay away from that too, because you're in Sodom if you're a Democrat.
Yeah.
Now we go to 24 to 26, and we know the story. They're saying, let's get out of town because this place is going up like a match. This is a powder keg. 24, and Yahweh rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from Yahweh out of the heavens. So overthrew these cities and all the circuit, and that's the circuit, remember the cities and all the circuit, and all the inhabitants of the cities, cities are plural, and the produce of the ground. But his wife looked from behind him and became a pillar of salt. And my hypothesis is, why are they in Sodom? Because of his wife. You know, this is evidence that, you know, you're pleasing your wife. And Adam, pleased Eve because he wasn't deceived. We were talking about this today. He was not deceived by the serpent, but she was. But he chose her over Yahweh, and he faced the consequences. Became a sower of the ground and accursed. I believe that she was the problem because obviously she gave up her life for her possessions. And the son-in-laws, you know, you have two son-in-laws. Were they righteous?
Nope.
No, they left. And so look what you're amongst, what Lot has actually done. Let's go to 27. Wait a minute, we get to 26. Yeah.
I don't think Adam quoted Genesis 2. I should leave my mother and my father and cleave to my wife to Yahweh in Genesis 3.
And let's look at 27 and 29, same chapter. And Abraham, you know, this is the consequences. I have seen this personally. Righteous individuals who are sons and daughters of Yahweh who have gone to Sodom, and they're dead right now. They are. Or they're ruined. And so, beware, all people. Just because you have a holy ruach, if you go against Yahweh, the consequences will happen. You cannot go to Sodom. And think you can indulge there. It's because one thing, if Lot would have known the consequences of his decision of going to the east, I'm not going into Sodom, I'm just going to be by the grass by Sodom, would he have done that? If Lot would have known his end result, his wife's dead, everything that he has is burned up. Now he's living in a little city. And we know his two daughters have sex with him, and we're going to see something on that too. But you're like, would he have done that? Would he have made that decision?
No.
No. You know, but they don't believe Yahweh when this says, when you don't obey me, curses come. You cannot, like Aaron said, you cannot lay down with dogs and not get fleas. You think, well, I'm just going to go a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit. And guess what? You know, you're, you've, repeated the story of Lot, and you ended up, so let's learn to say, no, I learned from the story of Lot. I don't want to lose everything.
Yeah.
I will stay away from all that because Yahweh says stay away from it. I'm going to do obey what he actually says. If he says in 1 Corinthians 5, if a brother is a fornicator or a drunkard or extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. Well, that's my father. That's my mother. That's my uncle. That's my whatever. I'm going to keep associating with them. Is that obeying Yahweh? No. No. Okay. Is that pleasing to Yahweh? No, it's not pleasing to Yahweh. You have chosen them over Yahweh. Go ahead. But when the consequences come, don't be usurped. Okay, now we go to 27 to 29. And Abraham got up early in the morning and entered the place where he had stood before Yahweh. Oh, and by the way, we don't hear anything about Lot from there on. So we don't know how old he when he died, anything else. You know, this is Lot's life. That's his mark on society.
Oh, did you say 27?
Yeah.
Chapter 27?
No. 19 verse 27. But I'm trying to get the things in order. Poor old Lot, you want to be at a place where, oh yeah, there's a guy, but the only reason we mentioned him is because he was Abraham's nephew. Abraham's such a great guy. Lot was just weak. He followed his wife, and maybe I'm wrong on that. And he lost everything. Lost everything. 27, and Abraham got up early in the morning and entered the place which he had stood before Yahweh and looked out over the face of Sodom and Gomorrah and over all the face of the land of the circuit and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the land went up like the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when Elohim destroyed the cities of the circuit that Elohim, what?
Remembered
Abraham. By remembering Abraham, and went forth and sent forth Lot out of the midst. Why did he take Lot out? Because of Abraham.
Wow.
Think of that. Lot was saved because of Abraham. Walk. And may we walk in the same light as Abraham, that other people can find that grace that Yahweh is doing to them because of us. Because they're our child, or our relation of some kind, or our friend. And went forth Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities wherein Lot had dwelt. Now we go to 1936, what we know, we don't have to read there, but 1936 is his daughters have sex with him and they get impregnated. And one is called Moab, is my father, Ab, A-B, his father. And the other is Ammon. I forget what Ammon means.
Son of my people.
I don't remember that. But in Deuteronomy 2, we go to that. Deuteronomy 2, verse 9. I guess parents can do relate also to Yahweh. They can tell their children, don't do this, don't do this. You can't have those kind of friends. And when they get up, you can't have those kind of friends. And all of a sudden, they destroy their lives. And sad, because the person was a good person. They just got weak, and they didn't believe the warnings of Yahweh. Real simple. Deuteronomy 2. Verse 9, and Yahweh said unto me, do not lay siege to Moab. This is when they're going into the land of Canaan, Moses, nor engage in strife with them in battle, for I will not give unto thee the land as a possession. But unto the sons of Lot have I given Ar as a possession. So Yahweh is still honoring Abraham, Lot through Abraham and his sons. Verse 19, so wilt thou draw near over against the sons of Ammon, that's the other sons, do not thou besiege them, neither engage in strife with them, for I will not give the land of the sons of Ammon unto them as a possession, for unto the sons of Lot have I given it as a possession. So Yahweh is still honoring that. Let's see here. So we've got that. Let's go back to 26:5, Genesis, where we started. Now, why did Yahweh do all this? Because that Abraham hearkened unto my voice, and so kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Let's see. That's a law. And then we ask ourselves, who do we more emulate? Are we following in the footsteps of Lot, or are we following in the footsteps of Abraham? Okay, I'll tell you in there.
I think it's interesting that the word hearken, like to know exactly.
Because the
well, let's go ahead and finish off. So I've got to hear a word. No.
I know.
Okay, we're going to give a word, a prophecy for the people. According to 1 Corinthians 14, rejoice in my words, rejoice and put on my words into your mind. You must act upon these words, they do you no good. So meditate upon my words, and I will bring them to life inside you. I will make them live inside you, so you can be a manifestation of me and my Son in this dark and perverse world. Amen. See you next week.
Amen.